Genesis chapter number 5. Boy, I tell you, I appreciate the Word of God. Amen. Appreciate this story. Genesis chapter number 5. We'll look at verse 17. The Bible says, "And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begot Enoch. And Jared lived after he begot Enoch 800 years, and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years, and begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years, and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." Now tonight we want to speak a minute or two, if God will be our help, on Enoch and his relationship with God. Amen. Enoch and his relationship with God. Now I want to just give you just briefly tonight, just a few minutes, and we'll go to the house, and I'll let you get home before your fire goes out. And we appreciate God. Amen. Just give you about six things briefly that's revealed about Enoch. Amen. The Bible says, that teaches us here in the Word of God, that Enoch was right before God. Amen. Amen. Not only right before him, but not only those that's right before him can walk with him. Amen. If you're going to walk with God, you've got to be right before God. Can somebody say amen right there? Amen. We're living a day and era that we're trying to walk with, trying to walk without God and want to have the blessings of God. We want God to touch us, amen, and we want to have a right walk with God, and we want to do the things that's pleasing to God, but we don't want to walk with God. We won't want to do those things, praise God, that's true and righteous before a holy God. We have to decide, praise God, if we're going to do what's right and stay with God, or we're going to go about on pernicious ways and do those things that we would like to do. Amen. But Enoch had a relationship. The difference between Enoch and a lot of people in the world today, including you and I, is our relationship with God. And I believe because he had a relationship with God, the reason he had it is because he believed God. Amen. Amen. He believed the truth of God's Word. We're living in a day and hour today that people don't believe the truth. There is no absolutes. Amen. Are you hearing? They're teaching our children in schools that there's no absolutes. Say, well, it could be this or it could be that. Amen. And if we ain't careful, we believe it. Hey, old Joe can come along and say, well, you know what? I've got this dog, and he's got five legs if you count his tail. And his tail, amen, it's another leg. It's an extension of him. So I've got a dog that's got five legs. And I could ask you tonight, well, old Joe, he's got a dog, and how many legs has God? If you ain't careful, praise God, you'll say, old Joe's dog, he's got five legs. That's true. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Listen, if we ain't careful, praise God, the world begin to manipulate us and manipulate our minds instead of staying with God and staying with the truth and staying what's right. Praise God. I'll tell you, I don't care how many tails he's got. Old Joe's dog still got four legs.
That's it.
Unless there ain't something wrong with him, then he may have less than that. Amen. He's got four up in his four legs, praise God, and his tail don't count because it's never intended by God to be part of a leg. Amen. But if we ain't careful, we begin to listen to what the world's saying, and we get distracted, and we begin to believe that. We begin to accept that for the truth. But I believe there was some people in the Word of God, they begin to call upon the name of the Lord. The Bible tells us in verse 26, "And to Seth, to him also there were born a son." Hey, his name Enos. He said, then begin men to call upon the name of the Lord. If we're ever going to get truth in the world today, we're going to have to call upon the name of the Lord, and we're going to have to get the truth from the Lord. The world won't tell you truth. The world don't want you to believe truth. The world don't want you to have truth. The world wants you to believe a lie and be damned. Amen. And the devil is good at spreading lies. Amen. Praise God. Listen, it started from the beginning. He's the father of lies. Amen. He's been telling lies on you, and he tells lies on me. He tries to get us to repeat his lies. Amen. But I'll tell you what we ought to repeat is the truth. And we ought to repeat the Lord Jesus Christ, Him high and lifted up. Because He is the King of glory. Amen. Amen. Praise His holy name. What a God we serve.
Amen.
So we begin to see that He was right before God. Praise the Lord. He said, ain't He walked with God after He begot Methuselah 300 years? So how do you know, praise God? Because he was able to walk with God because He was right with God.
Amen.
You can't, hey listen, if we ain't going to be right with God, if you don't want to get right with God, you ain't going to be able to walk with God. Amen, praise God. That's just the way it is. And the Bible says not only was He right with God, but He was pleasing to God. Well, the Bible tells that Enoch was pleasing to God. In Hebrews chapter number 11, Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 5. The Bible tells us, it says, and he had this testimony that he pleased God.
Amen.
Amen. Enoch, praise God, he walked with God, he was right with God, and praise God, he had a testimony, praise God, that he was pleasing to God. I wonder if we ever get up of a morning, if you ever get up of a morning, if I ever get up in the morning and say, Lord, my sole purpose today is to be pleasing in the sight of, in your sight. Lord, I want to be pleasing to you in everything, in every aspect of my life, Brother Austin. I want to be found pleasing to God.
Amen.
Amen. If we got up and we settled that in our hearts and our minds and we set out, praise God, to be pleasing to God in everything. And just imagine if you did that and I did that and everybody in this church started doing that. It wouldn't be long, praise God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. That this place would be full of people. They'd realize something was going on at Stony Fort Baptist Church up at the head of the valley, praise God, that God Almighty was a-moving in His people. Folks was getting help. They was getting encouragement. They was walking with God.
Amen. Amen.
You can't do it till you're determined to do it.
That's it.
Till you settle it in your mind. You say, well, you know what? I'm just going to go with God. And when we start doing it, praise God, one day at a time. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Hey, we can decide to do it, but we've got to start somewhere. Amen. Or just start tonight. Say, you know what? I'm just going to settle out for God. From now on, I'm going to do every day, praise God, see if I can be just as pleasing to God as I can. I'm going to do those things that's right. Amen. He was right before God. Enoch was right before God. Praise His holy name. That's why he was right before God. Therefore, he was pleasing to God. If me and you ever get right with God, praise God, we'll be pleasing to God.
Amen.
In other words, God will be pleased with us.
Amen.
Amen. I got to think about myself. I was sitting over in the study. I got to think about myself. I said, Lord, I'm sorry because I know there's a lot of times that you ain't pleased with me. He said, well, preacher, I wouldn't say that. God's probably pleased with us most of the time. Hey, listen, he ain't either because I ain't pleased with me. Amen. And I've got enough sense to realize if I ain't pleased with me, then I know he ain't pleased with me. If I'm doing things, praise God, that I know, praise God, that God wouldn't be pleased with, I know that he's not pleased with me because I ain't pleased with me. Amen. Do you ever get displeased with yourself? Amen. On a daily basis. I've told you before, I get up every morning, praise God, and I say, Lord God, just thank you and praise you for this day. Thank you for just blessing me. Thank you for just helping me to be near perfect. But in just a minute, I'll throw these feet out of this bed, and I need all the help I can get. Amen. I need power from on high to touch this old feeble body and my feeble mind and direct me in the path that you'd have me to go and help me, Lord, to walk therein.
Amen.
I want to be able to, when I pillow my head at night and I say, Lord God, thank you for this day, I can say, Lord, thank you for blessing me and help me and being with me and walking with me.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Enoch had a relationship with God. Praise the Lord. A special relationship. And he was found pleasing to God. Amen. Why? Because he had that relationship with God. Because he had faith in God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He had faith in God. Look what he says in Hebrews chapter number 5. Or 11 verse 5. He said, by faith Enoch was translated. He should not see death. And was found. And was not found because God had translated him. Praise God. For he had, but for before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
Amen.
He said, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. So how do we know that he was pleasing to God? Because he had faith.
Amen.
I wonder tonight, who is our faith in? I mean, we'll put our faith in this and that and the other, praise God. We'll put our faith in some man or some plan. Amen. Yes, some false something or another. When we ought to have our faith in Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We ought to be trusting Him, praise God, realizing that He is a good God. And He's there to help us and encourage us. And old Enoch, he had the key to this thing. He had faith. His faith was in God. Enoch's faith wasn't in himself. I learned a long time ago, self lets me down. Self lets me down more than anybody I know. You know, a lot of times we'll pack it off on people and say, well, people did this or people did that. But I tell you, friend, self lets me down more than anybody I know. People around me, praise God, they try not to let us down. But old self will let you down more than anybody. Amen? But if we have faith and we put our faith in the Lord, praise God, God begins to bless us. He said, because without that faith, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen. So we got to have faith. We got to put our faith and our confidence in the one who has the answers. The one that knows where we're at. The one that knows what we need. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I don't know what you need today. You can tell me and then I'll have an idea. But I don't know what you need today. I don't know for damn for sure what you'll need tomorrow. I don't know what I need tonight. I don't know what I'll need in the morning. But I know that God Almighty knows. He knows exactly where I am, knows exactly what I'll need. He knows exactly how to meet that need.
Amen.
He has a plan to take care of me. Amen. And the only way I can be part of His plan, praise God, is if I've got a right relationship with Him.
Amen.
Amen. He begins to move in me. He begins to encourage me in the way that I should go. And it was his faith in God, praise God, that compelled him and brought him to a place that he was pleasing to God.
Amen.
God was happy with him.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, God wants to be with us. He wants us to be pleasing in His sight. He wants to be with us. And praise God, when there's a bunch of junk in our life, God can't be around that. Amen. God likes a clean vessel.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So he said he pleased God and he pleased God because he had faith in the Lord. His faith was in the Lord. His encouragement was in the Lord. He encouraged himself in the Lord. Every day he was looking to God the Father for His relationship, for His friendship, for His encouragement, for His walk, for His attitude, for His guidance, for His leadership. Glory. Hallelujah. God's got it all.
Amen.
Amen. He just moves in. He sets up housekeeping. See, that's what the Holy Spirit does. Jesus said, I'll send you another comforter.
Amen.
Amen. He said, I've got to go away. He said, but I'm going to pray the Father that He'll send you another comforter. And that one, a consoler, praise God. And he comes in, sets up housekeeping, moves in and sets up his abode in the hearts and minds of his people. Amen.
Amen.
And we know that we're His because we have the Spirit. Amen? The Spirit of God's living in us. We can't do all the things we used to do. But praise God, because we got faith in God, we don't want to. Amen? Things begin to change. So we see old Enoch, praise God, he was right before God. He was found pleasing to God. Amen? And the Bible says just that he had faith in God.
Amen.
And therefore, he was able to walk with God.
Amen.
Now, look what it says in Genesis chapter 5, verse 22. Amen. In verse 22, it says, and Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years.
Amen.
Amen. He said, well, preacher, it's just so hard to walk with God every day. Amen. It's just, it's just so hard to try to stay in there every day, day in and day out. And praise God, we're blessed. We get in there and stay with God because we're only allowed 70 years, 70, 80, 90 years maybe, praise God at most. 9,500 if you're really fortunate. Amen. They said, oh, Enoch, after he begot Methuselah, praise God, that he, glory, somebody will just jump up and take a spell, that he walked with God for 300 years after he begot Methuselah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, you know what he said? He said, I got this little old boy over here, and I'm going to have to do right. I'm going to have to show him God and who God is. Praise God, listen. I want to know that God is real and that God is faithful and that you got to be faithful to a faithful God. Praise God, you got to lift him up. You got to walk with him. He said, I want my boy to see me as I'm walking with God day by day. I want him to see me as I'm talking to God day by day. He said, I want that little old boy of mine. Praise God, I want my family to know that I love God. If something happens to me, I want them to know that Daddy loved God.
Amen.
I got a relationship with my Heavenly Father.
Amen.
And said for 300 years, had old Enoch kept walking with God.
Amen.
Started in the morning early, ended in the evening late. Walking with God. Maybe in the middle of the night, they could hear Poppy in there just a praying and a talking to God.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe when somebody was sick, somebody was having a hard time, somebody's going through difficulties, they heard old Enoch in there in a relationship with God. And him, they was carrying on a conversation just like, praise God, we would, just a talking to God.
Amen.
Amen. You say, preacher, that's crazy. That's crazy. No, that's right. That's what Bible says. That's what we ought to do.
Amen.
We ought to have a relationship with God. We ought to be able to talk to our Heavenly Father. Amen. We ought to be able to communicate with Him. And the Bible says that old Enoch walked with Him for 300 years after Methuselah was born. For 300 years, praise God. Amen. Old Enoch kept walking with God. Kept talking to God. Them neighbors probably thought old Enoch lost his mind. Poke their neighbor. Hey, look. There goes old Enoch again. Who's he talking to?
Amen.
Look at him. That feller's crazy. Going down the road just talking up a storm, looking to heaven, waving his hand, praise God. Pointing at the trees and pointing at the flowers and pointing at the clouds and talking about the sun. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
For 300 years, praise
Amen.
God. They saw old Enoch a walking and a talking with God. He's having fellowship. Amen. I wonder, just throw this out here. I wonder how much fellowship we have with God. Wonder how much fellowship you have with God. How do you just take time to talk to Him? It's a hard thing to pray. It's a hard thing to talk to God. It's old flesh. I was talking to a preacher the other day. He said, you know, I was trying my best to pray. He said, my mind kept wandering off. He said, like I'd get started on a thought. I'd get started. He said, like the devil just run by and grabbed it and run off with it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's what He does. Amen. Praise God. This old flesh is weak. We can't stay focused. But old Enoch was focused with God. And he walked with God for 300 years. Amen. Day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. 300 years. Amen. Never got tired of walking with God. Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Hey, this old flesh gets tired. But I never get tired of walking with God. Amen. Praise God. He is so good to us. He's so helpful along the way. And it's a whole lot better when we're walking with Him. Because He knows how to keep the path clear.
Amen.
He knows the way that we need to go. And He'll help us to get there. Amen. He'll get there with us. And we'll shout it out, praise God. On the way, over in Victory Lane.
Amen.
Amen. One day in a little while, as we walk with God.
Amen.
300 years, old Enoch walked with God. And he walked with God, and he had a witness for God.
Amen.
Amen. Had a witness.
Amen.
Praise God. In other words, Enoch walked with God, and he was faithful to God. Amen. And he had a relationship with God, and he had a testimony of God.
Yes.
Amen. And the reason, I believe the reason Enoch was able to walk with God circumspectly for so long, praise God, is he had a testimony about how big God was. Amen. Praise God. Look over at Jude chapter number 1. Jude's only got one chapter, by the way. Amen. Jude verse 14 and 15. Amen. Jude 14 and 15. Praise God. He had a witness for God, and he witnessed for God. The Bible says in Jude verse 14, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of thee, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. Amen. Amen. So what was his testimony out of his mouth? Praise God. He said, you need to get ready because the Lord's coming.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. You need to be, hey, glory, hallelujah. Oh, Enoch, praise God, the sixth from Adam. Hey, praise the Lord. Hey, praise the seventh from Adam. He was already looking for a soon coming Savior.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We ought to be excited. We ought to be looking. He had a testimony. Praise God. They said, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all. And now watch this. And to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Amen. He had a testimony, praise God. He said, God is so good. God is so wonderful, praise God. And God is coming soon. Praise God, we need to be getting ready. And all this ungodliness from ungodly people and their ungodly ways, need to get rid of them and start looking up.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, Enoch was giving them the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He had a testimony. He walked with God, and he lifted him up every day.
Amen.
I could see old Enoch as he started the next day. God had been so good to him. God had blessed him so many times. He had told it so many times. I believe Enoch believed what he was preaching.
Amen.
Amen. I believe he was excited about telling about the good God of heaven, how good he was to him. And he is looking for him one day, praise God, just to come and take him away.
Yes.
Amen. I believe he was excited about it.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't believe there's any doubt in him. Amen. I believe a lot of days we got doubt. The devil wants to make us doubt whether we're even saved. Amen. Praise God, it's time to just get in. The Bible says there's no soul salvation. We need to know that we've believed on Lord Jesus Christ, accepted His death, burial, and His resurrection, what He did on Calvary for us.
Amen.
Amen. He said it's finished.
Yes.
Amen. He paid the debt. Paid in full. Praise God. Been credited to our account.
Amen.
One day we'll get out of here. But then he had this witness, praise God, that he loved the Lord. Amen. He was preaching that the Lord was coming, 10,000s of his saints. And he said, he's going to come to execute judgment on all the ungodly. He's done all these ungodly things. Amen. Trying to get them to realize in his testimony that God Almighty loved them, and he's made a plan and a purpose for those to get in. Amen. But said he loved God, and he had a testimony. He wasn't afraid to share it every day. Every day it was like it was brand new.
Amen.
Amen. Every day it was like it was a new story to tell.
Amen.
And you know what? Actually it is.
Amen.
Because there's somebody you'll run across that ain't never heard it. Amen. Somebody that just don't know. I run across people sometimes, it just amazed me how little they really know. I said, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? I said, yeah, I know all about Him. I said, but do you know Him in the free pardon of sin? Is he? They look at you like a guy looking at a new gate. Don't have a clue what you're talking about. I said, have you been saved? Have you been born again? Have you accepted what Jesus Christ done for you on Calvary? Have you made Him the Lord of your life? Are you walking with Christ? Are you walking in the shadow of God? Amen. They don't know. But Enoch had this testimony. He had a witness for God. Praise the Lord. Amen. He was excited. He had a relationship with His Heavenly Father. The Bible says Enoch, by faith Enoch was translated, he should not see death.
Amen.
Amen. Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. Amen. Because he had faith in God, because he loved God, because he walked with God.
Amen.
And when he walked with God, and the Bible says God translated him. Amen. He translated him. Praise God. Because he had a relationship with God. Back over in Genesis chapter number 5. He says this. And Enoch walked with God. Now he's already said here in verse number 22 that Enoch walked with God. Verse number 24. He says that Enoch walked with God. Why did God repeat that?
Amen.
What why God repeated that?
Amen.
He wanted us to know that Enoch walked with God.
Amen.
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 What did Enoch do? He walked with God. Now listen. Listen real carefully. Don't miss this. Enoch walked with God. And then listen to what he says. And he was not, for God took him.
Amen.
Why did God take him? Because he walked with God. God wants somebody to walk with. God wants somebody. He wants a relationship. He wants fellowship with us. But let me ask you a question tonight. I want to leave you with this. I want you to think about it very seriously. The reason God took Enoch is because Enoch walked with God. How are we going to make it to heaven? Hello? Huh? We're going to make it by walking with God. How are we going to get through this world? How are we going to get through this life? By walking with God.
Amen.
Amen. But let me ask you another question. Think about. What about these people that have a profession, but they're not walking with God? Not walking with God. Suppose maybe that's who Enoch was trying to talk to. He said the Lord's come with 10,000s of His saints.
Amen.
But He'll do judgment to those ungodly things that do ungodly acts. But God's looking for somebody that'll walk with Him.
Amen.
What if it comes to the end of the line and ain't walking with God? Which direction are they going to go? Who's going to get them across the finish line? Who's going to take them into the promise? We better be walking with God.
Amen.
Amen. We better be walking. We better be on His side.
Amen.
Amen. Well, see, preacher, a fellow told me today, well, preacher, you really can't pick sides. You know, we've got to be more compassionate on the world because, you know, they just don't know no better and we just have to, a little bit of give and take. Yeah, you'll get a whole lot than you, praise God, you'll have to take a whole lot more than you give. Amen. We can't give in. We can't give up. Praise God. We got to stay with the Lord. We got to keep walking with God because that's all that matters. Amen. All the days of our life. The Bible says Enoch walked with God 300 years after Methuselah was born.
Amen.
Enoch walked with God.
Amen.
Amen. He walked with God. Amen. He walked with God, and he was not. For God took him. Amen. Can you see it? Enoch was walking with God. He was walking with God. Talking with God. Communing with God. Amen. Hot down the road a little ways. And God was enjoying glory. Hallelujah. God was enjoying the fellowship so much. Not to mention Enoch. Enoch was having him a time, praise God. He was walking with God.
Amen.
Imagine walking with God.
Amen.
I got down the road a little ways, and Enoch was having him a time, and he was just rejoicing and walking with God. And God was just rejoicing and walking with Enoch.
Amen.
Hello? Amen. I'm talking about getting close as you can get.
Amen.
Amen. Just get close as you can get to the Lord. And he said, as they were strolling along, the Lord just looked over at Enoch and said, just come on, go home with me. Amen. He said, Enoch, just come on. He said, just go home with me. I don't believe Enoch said, wait a minute. I don't believe Enoch looked back. I said, all right, Lord, let's go.
Amen.
Amen. And old Enoch stepped out of here and said, Bible said he was not, for God took him.
Amen.
Amen. Why'd God take him? How'd he get to be where God was? Because he walked with God.
Amen.
And when God got home, guess who was with him? Amen.
Amen.
When God got home, praise God, there was old Enoch. Praise the Lord. The Lord done brung him home with him. Amen. Praise God. What we ought to be doing more than ever before is trying our best to walk with God.
Amen.
Walk with God. Stay in His Word. Believe what He says. Don't be dissuaded. Don't be persuaded. Stay with God. The world would like to tell us these are five-legged dogs. But I want to tell you they ain't. There's one true and living God and one God of the Word and one word of God. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And they're leading us today in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. And He's looking for a few good men and women, boys and girls, that'll walk with God. They'll stay consistent, amen, before the Lord. There's a whole lot of people like roller coasters today. Amen. Get up Sunday morning, well, you know, boy, I've had a really rough week. Boy, I'm a little bit tired. Hey, listen, there's no better place to sleep than the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I put the best of them asleep.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. You can relax the house of God. You can leave all your cares behind you. Praise God. Come in here and get help from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I've had Wednesday nights when I've come in so wore out I couldn't hardly hold my head up. Come in just wore slap out. Come in, praise God. God the Holy Spirit move in and we just get excited. And I go home and stepping about that high.
Amen.
Say, glory to God, I feel refreshed, ready to go.
Amen.
Amen. That's what God does when we're walking with God. The Bible says Enoch walked with God. And he was not. Why? Because God took him. And the reason he done that is because Enoch had a relationship with God.
Amen.
Ask you a question, folks. Do you have a relationship with God? I'm not talking about just knowing Him and knowing He died for your sins and asking for you. I'm talking about having a relationship the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. The chief shepherd of your soul, the one that goes with you every day. I encourage you tonight. Start this evening. Just say, Lord, I want to be like old Enoch. I want to walk with you every day. But Lord, more than that, I want you to walk with me.
Amen.
That requires a little more. Because we have to be right in the eyes of God, for Him to be able to walk with us and help us along the way. Amen. Just get right with God. Walk with God. And let God walk with us every day. Praise His name. What a Savior. What a Lord. He's willing to do all that for us if we're willing to do it for Him.